I'm Illinois Issues Editor Jamie Dunn. Before lawmakers voted to reduce retirement benefits for public employees and retirees, they cut benefits for all newly hired workers. Since the Illinois Supreme Court tossed out the broader pension reforms, this so-called Tier 2 system is the only way the state is saving money on future pension costs. But some are worried that Tier 2 may also be illegal. This week, for Illinois Issues, Tara Garcia Mathewson looks at the problems with Tier 2. I sat down with Tara to talk about her story. Your story was about the Tier 2 pension system for state workers, teachers, and university employees hired after 2011. For the folks out there that may not be familiar with this concept, what is Tier 2?
Illinois has had a pension system for public workers for a very long time, and the traditional system is now known as Tier 1 because we added a second tier of workers that have less generous benefits.
And why does Tier 2 exist?
Tier 2 was an attempt to solve the pension crisis in Illinois, or at least take a step in that direction. So legislators were looking at whether to cut benefits across the board and just recognize that the system is too expensive, or that the state has gotten too far behind on its payments, and so it needed to make a major change. But in the end, instead of initially lessening benefits across the board, the state created a second tier. So all new employees hired after 2011 would continue paying into the pension system at the same rate, but they would get different benefits from employees that had been hired before 2011 and those who are already in retirement collecting benefits.
And of course, then lawmakers went on to, after that, passing legislation that would have cut benefits for current employees, but then the Supreme Court tossed that out. So what are some of the differences between Tier 2 and Tier 1 as far as benefits go?
There's a couple different elements. So cost of living adjustments are different for Tier 2. They're less generous for Tier 2. Also, the retirement age was raised. So Tier 2 employees now have to work until they're 67 years old to get the full benefit. So the big difference here is Tier 2 is less expensive for the state, but for teachers and the teachers' retirement system specifically, all teachers pay 9.4% of their salary toward the pension system. But when it comes to actually paying out those benefits, it costs the state much less to provide benefits to Tier 2 workers.
Yeah, and your story kind of touches on that and what might be seen as an inequity, especially for folks who are hired under Tier 2. You use the example of two different teachers that were hired close to the same time frame. Can you describe that scenario to me just a little bit?
Yeah, and so this is actually taken from the National Council on Teacher Quality's recent report on teacher pensions across the country. They highlighted Illinois as being one of the most egregious examples of states making changes to pension systems to address major debt in the system. So they have these two hypothetical teachers, one who was hired in November 2010 and another who was hired just 2 months later in January 2011. So both of them, they start in the system when they're 25 years old. They both work 30 years before retiring. They're both paying the same amount into the system the whole time. They both paid $200,000 into the system throughout the course of their career. But in the end, the teacher who started just 2 months earlier has $550,000 of pension wealth, while the teacher that started in January 2011 has just $243,000.
And now some lawmakers are calling for a federal review of the Tier 2 system. What's the issue that they're looking at there?
Well, there's a concern that Tier 2 benefits are just not generous enough to qualify state workers for an exemption from Social Security. So that's something a lot of people don't realize, is all the teachers in the state, they don't pay into Social Security, and the government allows that because the idea is that pensions are supposed to be more generous than Social Security, so it will replace that retirement income. But analysts are sure that once Tier 2 employees start retiring, their benefits will not meet that level to qualify for the exemption.
While these lower benefits in Tier 2 are likely unpopular among those who are receiving them, they clearly had the backing they needed to pass and become law. What do supporters say about Tier 2 and the folks who voted for it when it was approved?
A lot of legislators really saw Tier 2 as the best option in a bad scenario. So the state is just so far behind in pension payments, has so much debt. This was one way to at least keep the promises that they had made to employees who were already hired.
Yeah, and that's something else I wanted to touch on. Why are these benefits important beyond, you know, the cost to the state? If I'm not a teacher or a university employee, which I am, or a state worker, if I'm not potentially going to get these benefits, why should it matter that the state maintain a certain level of benefits for its workers?
Well, one really key element of this is teachers make up the largest public workforce in the state, and public workers as a whole represent an important element of communities everywhere. And so one big historical perk of pensions for the wider community is giving a solid group of retirees a comfortable retirement and secure financial situation when they stop working. So people with pensions, for example, that have cost of living increases every year are able to keep up with increasing expenses. And there's a concern that tier two workers will not have the financial security they need once they retire and will end up needing government benefits based on their income status. And so one way or the other, taxpayers are going to be on the hook, whether it's paying the pensions or paying for government benefits.
These benefits are also potentially needed to recruit the best folks for jobs across state government and education. What did you hear as far as how Tier 2 is impacting recruitment?
Well, already recruitment is an issue in certain fields in education. So, for example, it's hard to find shop teachers when they can get much higher salaries working as mechanics, or finding math teachers when they could get much higher salaries in industry, science teachers when they could work in industry as well. And so pensions have historically been a way to attract people to the teaching field and give them a reason to stay. So from what I've heard from some union representatives, Tier 2 isn't necessarily what new employees are talking about, especially when employees are being hired right out of college. When they're 22 and 23 years old, they're not necessarily thinking about retirement income yet. So one problem that people have mentioned in terms of advocating for change to Tier 2 is really that there's not enough awareness that people should be fighting against it.
Nobody loves cutting folks' benefits, I don't think, when these bills have passed. The lawmakers who have supported them say that, you know, they do this without joy. But the state is in a pretty serious situation when it comes to the pension system and the unfunded liability. What are some of the options out there to address this shortfall, if not benefit cuts?
There are certainly options. Keeping the income tax at 5% instead of letting that increase sunset. Another is expanding the sales tax base. So Illinois is a state that taxes very few things in the grand scheme of the economy, especially as we've shifted toward more services, making up a bulk of purchases. Adding sales tax to a range of services would create a larger revenue base for the state. And then the other really important part of getting back on track, many would argue, is creating a payment schedule that makes sense and that the state will be able to stick to. So in 1995, when legislators approved a new pension payment schedule, they started out with low payments, expecting that as the economy continued to grow, the state would make larger payments down the road. And really, that just continued underfunding the system for a lot longer. And now, as we are in those out years, we're obviously not able to pay it. So the idea would be to create level pension payments instead of a ramp that makes them more costly in later years, but keeps that level at the same amount every year in the same way that people pay mortgage payments, for example. And then really as inflation continues in the out years, pension payments would be a smaller portion of the state budget rather than a larger portion.
Go to WUIS.org to read Tara Garcia-Mathewson's in-depth story for Illinois Issues. I'm Jamie Dunn.